Guys, we are here. This is my very first podcast ever. And a year ago, no, actually 6 months ago, I didn't even plan on doing this. And God's guidance is just amazing. But anyways, so this is all about how I received a college degree for only $1,200. Literally, like a legit accredited degree, not just some random thing online that doesn't count for anything, okay? So stick around, listen to the many parts of the next few episodes that are all gonna kind of go together, but I'm gonna list them out in this episode, and I can't wait to hear your thoughts. Thank you, and welcome to my new podcast. Hey girl, welcome to Money and Mental Peace, a podcast for Christian college girls who are done with feeling overwhelmed by the weight of student loans, cramming for the next exam, and oh yeah, trying to figure out God's calling for your life. I get it. Don't worry, I got you. I know exactly how you feel. I'm Kara, a recovering overachiever and debt-free college graduate, and I'm going to help you find peace to quiet your racing thoughts. You will walk away equipped to bust anxiety, walk in God's purpose for your life, and even graduate college debt-free. So come on and enroll in the most stress-free and debt-free class you've ever attended, Money and Mental Peace. Grab your cold brew and TI-89 because class is now in session. So, you guys are tuning in because you want to know how I graduated college with a degree for only $1,200. And let's clarify, this was debt-free as well. Like, I mean, not $1,200 I'm paying back. So, a little bit of a backstory. It all started when I took Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University when I was maybe like 16-ish. I was in high school, okay? I knew I had wanted to win with money. And I thought that began by not going into debt during college. But the problem was what to do with my life, because like if I wasn't going to get loans and stuff, I had to be spending my money on something worthwhile and finalized, or at least finalized as much as I knew, right? So during high school, I had a different idea like every month regarding what I wanted to be when I grew up. And my parents didn't push me, like they helped me sort through my thoughts and feelings about life. But let's just say it didn't end in high school. Like even through college, or college aged at least, as I was trying to figure it out, it kind of ebbed and flowed, right? What my interests were. So when I graduated from high school, I was still undecided, but I knew that there were certain classes that like every degree needed, right? And I'm talking about with a college degree, not like with trade school, although trade schools are fantastic. Let's, include those in your considerations. So I'm not just saying you gotta go off to college or go to college, stay home, whatever. But I did want a degree. I was just, it was kind of a personal goal. I wanted to, if at least if God guided me to. And so I knew that there were prereqs, general education credits I could get, math, a science, a writing class, whatever, that I could decide later what to major in. So, can we just say hi to that Frozen 2 song that Anna talks about doing the next best thing? I think you guys should go listen to that, okay? Because literally, I knew I could at least do what, like a year or whatever of just general prerequisite classes. So, my first advice in all of this is just do the next best thing or something that. Like getting these prereqs that could help you go into whatever do you decide to focus on, right? Okay, but let's get back to the story. So I did know a few things. I did not want to go into the medical field. I don't really like needles, so that's pretty much it. I never wanted to own my own business, although apparently that changed because now I'm an entrepreneur. But I guess that's just how life changes. I would say I wanted a bachelor's degree. That was more of a goal, but I did more so want something that was purposeful, and I wanted to stay out of debt. So we will talk later on in our episodes about like deciding a major specifically, so stick around. But I just wanted to take that first step, okay? So I decided to just start and see where it led. As long as I didn't have to pay anyone back for a degree I never got, I would be okay, right? So it began with my graduation money. By the time anyone reads this, I'm not sure how much inflation has gone up, okay? Or what the normal amount of money received at a grad party usually is. But I found myself very blessed at, you know, maybe like, I think I had a couple thousand dollars from family and friends, and we invited a lot of people. So, and we had food, right? Any grad party you go to, it's pretty much like, I'm not eating at home. We're not making supper. You're just coming to this party or you can stay home and not eat, right? I don't mean that in like an abusive way, like my parents didn't feed me, but I just mean like, we're not cooking. We have a grad party, like go for the food. But we invited a ton of people. And I knew that that much money could get sucked up in like one class at a university. Literally a couple thousand dollars or whatever, one class, or maybe one class plus books, right? So I tried to find a new way. My first step was 33 college credits that I took about maybe $600. Can you imagine, first of all, can you imagine that? $600 for like 30 some credits. And I will tell you exactly how I did it. Thanks to a few little known tests called CLEPs and DSSTs. I'm saying that slowly so you can hear that. CLEP stands for College Level Examination Program, okay? And DSSTs, that's two S's in there. It stands for Dante's Subject Standardized Tests. Now, what are these exactly? I'm just throwing this around. Let's do a little backstory. I had a friend, oh, by the way, I was homeschooled, so there you go. But I had a friend who was also homeschooled. And also an only child like me, and so we just needed each other, I guess. And her mom introduced us to what's called Unbound, and it was previously College Plus, and also previously called Lumerit Scholar. And by the time you read this, it might change. It's a company that helps students unconventionally get a college degree through various in-seat and online classes, along with tests that allow students to like test out of classes. It's not a university in and of itself, but it helps students find colleges that will work with them to help the students graduate early while they're traveling or just on their own terms in their own speed. Anyways, neither my friend and I officially signed up for this program Unbound just because we thought we could go through tests ourselves, but it did help us learn a lot about CLEP and DSST exams. So, again, CLEP is College Level Examination Program, and when I took them, a CLEP test cost about $100, plus if there's any additional fee that a university or testing center charged, which was normally around maybe $20, maybe the price has gone up a little bit since then, but like very reasonable, right? Because each test awarded you 3 to 6 credits. So listen, $100 or maybe there was also, there were on, not online, but you could buy online like study guides for these tests specifically. So if that was $20, I don't know, maybe it was like $150 for 6 credits. Not all of them were 6 credits, but several I had were 6 credits. That's just insane. And people go through college and never know about this. So tell your friends, okay? So I attended the two nearest colleges to me to take these tests. Well, not attended. I just, like, went there and signed up for their tests in the testing centers. I studied at home with my friend each week, and then we traveled and took the test together. Not together, but, like, we went into the same testing center to do it. And they usually took a couple hours, and then we'd go out to eat after. So lots of memories with her. Hey, Erin, if you're listening to this, that was awesome. So I tested out of some classes that, right, these are general prerequisites, things that I can test out of for super cheap, but get legit transferable credits for these general classes, since I had no idea what I was studying in life, but I just wanted to get some stuff going, right? So I took some things like English composition, college algebra, intro to psychology, macroeconomics, history of the Western world, or actually, you know what? I'm looking at this list. I didn't take a few of those. Those are just my example. But some of the other ones I took, like
principles of business. Humanities, just like a very general humanities test. So I got the credits for it. I could go to college and not need the humanities credits. Anyways, I received a score sheet as proof of my passing, and I also have an online account with CLEP, and they will keep my scores for like 20 years. So I just, if I need it for the future. And the point of taking these CLEP tests, right, I said we're accumulating gen eds that I could transfer to a college or university. And this brings me, though, to a word of warning. These tests will only work for you if you know that your college will accept them. Red flag, right? I mean, I've been talking all about this, and you're like, what? I hope my college does. A lot of colleges do. Like, generally, they do, right? So, like, I looked around, like, my local community college, and we live in a radius of, like, I don't know, it feels like a dozen colleges. Depends on how far you want to drive, maybe within an hour or a little more. But I looked at all the main ones I was looking at, and they all accepted these. So I just chose the next best step, right, to do these particular classes, or tests, I'm sorry. And I knew they could go to, right, these like six colleges I was looking at or something. So that would be wise for you to research ahead of time. But I took five of these CLEP tests that first year out of high school, and I received 27 college credits, all for maybe like a little over $600. You know, there are some testing fees in the study guides. But the next year, I took DSSTs. But before I jump into those, I just want to mention, y'all can go to a blog that's entitled freeclepprep.com, or I'd suggest Googling it. It's by a guy named Justin, who has taken almost all of the CLEP exams and provides his own suggestions on what to study for each test. Like, literally, this is so doable. I think the only problem would be just yourself. Do you think you can study something on your own like this? You know, if you can or can't, that's fine. But is it worth possibly getting 3 to 6 credits for that amount of money? It could be worth a try, you know, and see how you like it beyond. But I digress. So DSSTs are a little bit different. While CLEPs are more general, DSSTs, they tend to be a little bit more high level, so it is helpful when you know what you do want to study. There are some kind of higher level options, but it's also a little different. So Dante's, I said the D was for Dante's, right? There's like an acronym within an acronym. Acronym, the Dante's stands for the United States Department of Defense's Defense Activity for Non-Traditional Education Support. Okay, that was a lot to explain. Basically, it's usually for people in the military to get classes done and a degree while they're serving, but now it is open to civilians to take these tests too. But while it was previously free for the military to take them, you know, civilians have to pay for them. But it's they're really close in price to CLEP tests. A little bit different is they're more specific, like I said, and they tend to have like longer exam times. So there are some really focused ones like business ethics and society and history of the United States from like a certain year, like early colonization to 1877. Okay, if that just bored you to death, I'm sorry. But what I'm saying is they're a little bit more specific, but I just want to give you kind of a word of warning because they're so specific. And there's not as many readily available study guides. They were harder to pass. I took a few, maybe like 3 or 4 DSSTs, and I only passed 2. So that really stunk. But we'll just say it was for the purpose of telling you guys in this podcast. That's where, like, okay, we've talked about money thus far, and we've talked about just like following one step at a time and God's guidance a little bit when I didn't know it was coming. But as y'all know from the intro, I also want to talk about like anxiety and mental peace. And this was kind of hard when I didn't pass these because I've generally been a good student, even to the point of like unhealthy overachiever, right? I had to really obviously seek God's guidance for next steps and talk to my parents and family and friends and whatever, but reframe it this way. If I wasn't knowing like what exactly I was going to study, these tests were a casualty, but they only set me back a few $100s instead of thousands versus like a college class at a main university that I didn't need or that was $5,000 or three or whatever. Like I lost a couple $100s, but I was still debt free. So thank you, Jesus, right? Like, it's fine. Tell your over-conscientious mind to just, like, you know, shut up, maybe. Or if you want to be a little nicer, just, like, calm down, right? And it was totally fine. But that did cause my motivation to be waning a little bit. And I did feel like I had kind of wasted that time. So it was a balance, right? There's good perspective, but I was like, what am I doing now with my life? and I think this is kind of the point to consider why to keep going debt-free for this. Because I didn't know, like, do I get do I keep going because I didn't pass all these classes? Like, that's fine. I'm still debt-free. I accept it. I give myself grace. But, like, am I still supposed to be finishing and doing college? Why be debt-free? I didn't want to have to pay people back later. And also, FYI, other money that I had been saving, you know, previously for college that I didn't need because I took these tests and such, I bought a car. So, hey, it's just like bought a car for cash, didn't have to have a car loan. It's just so much freedom to do it debt-free. But I just didn't really know what the next step was. So my determination was to get an associate's degree, okay? So when I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, I got a whole degree for $1,200, it was not my bachelor's, it was my associate's degree. And for those who don't know, an associate's is usually about 2 years and a bachelor's about four. But let's be honest, $1,200 sometimes doesn't even buy you one class or all your books for a semester at a main university, let alone if you go out of state or to a private school. So it wasn't my bachelor's I got for $1,200. It was my associate's, but that was an awesome way to do just the next best step. I still didn't know what I wanted to do, but I decided if I could just get some sort of package, right? A degree, something established, I had gotten my 2-year degree, whatever, that would just, I could go on from there. I didn't know what I really wanted to focus on, but that was my next best thing. So I thought, what else do I need to get a degree? I was looking at my community college, other local colleges. Obviously, community colleges are cheaper and just plain fantastic, so please consider them. But I decided to look at what I could work on transferring, right, from my CLEP tests and all my different tests. And I decided to get started at the local community college. I actually only took one class at a time, because I paid cash for it. This was the rest of my grad money, or I don't know if it was the rest of it, but it was more of it, because also you had to pay for books and stuff. And yeah, so I took one class at a time. I took a computer information class, and then I took a mass media humanities class. And beyond that, that got me up to maybe $1,200, but I was still only partway through my associate's degree. So here we have a dilemma. I just told you in the beginning of my podcast that I received a college degree for only $1,200. And at this point, I was not done with my associate's degree. And I have already spent $1,200. So what? It's okay. If you like math like me, like that doesn't go together, right? So in a future episode, we're going to be talking about how I went from paying cash for some classes to actually getting a full ride scholarship. Thank you, my local college and community, and God for the guidance, because it was actually easy. Like, okay, I hate to say that because not everybody has these opportunities. I completely acknowledge that, but I have some tips on how you can get an easier scholarship like I did, that either full ride or not, right? Because I actually even got it after the deadline was over. I actually even got it because there were scholarships still left. If I really wasn't even that good at my application, I could have probably still gotten it just because they had more money left. There are scholarships out there that still have money left that no one applies for. And so part of what I do with my business, a little side note, is I help people find scholarships. But that's not what this particular episode is all about. So basically, to recap, I didn't really know exactly what I wanted to do, right? I wanted to decide to do the next best thing. I tested out of some classes. I got to the point where I determined, let's try to get an associate's degree, because that's just like a package I would have under my belt, right? And after testing out of classes, I then needed to go to my community college and pay some for cash, and also finish with some free classes, hello scholarship, which we will discuss in the next episode of this podcast. But let me close all this up with saying, I was so clueless. And you guys can do this too. I know there are different phases of life we're all in, whether high school, college, after college, single or married with kids, if we have support from family or not. I had awesome support, like emotionally, and I got to live at home during this time frame, although of course I did stuff around the house, but then I paid for my car and my gas and like all my college by myself. Like, there's a balance, right? I felt like I was kind of in the middle. Some people got college all paid for. Anyways, I digress. So I want to help and encourage you guys that as I've learned to do this, you can as well. So what I want you guys to do now is not just listen to this, but like do something, right? So even not that I'm saying my word is like written law, but like, for example, in the Bible, it talks about don't just be listeners of the word, but doers of the word. So just a suggestion for something you might want to do to get going. Go ahead and check out your local college, if you're in college, or your community college, or the college you want to go to, whatever. And probably in the search bar, look up CLEPS or DSSTs or testing center or something like that, and determine what tests they allot as credits for their school or the specific program that you're in. Go ahead and just do some of that research. It can take 5 minutes to look over it. And then I would love if you would take some screenshots and send them to me in an email entitled info@moneyandmentalpeace.com. And I will send you back my information about money and mental peace mentoring and coaching that I do. So we could go through together the opportunities that your school gives for testing out of classes and kind of brainstorm some ideas of how you might be able to benefit from this awesome opportunity that the colleges don't really tell you about, probably don't want you to know about, to be honest. And hopefully save like hundreds or thousands of dollars. So yeah, send me an email. Again, that's info@moneyandmentalpeace.com. And we can get started on kind of building up your next steps on coaching on how we can get you cheaper college. Hey girl. Okay, so before you run off to calculus, if this podcast has brought you any encouragement, would you please write a review on iTunes or take a screenshot, post it in your Insta stories, and tag me. Let's tell the rest of our stressed sisters that more money and peace can be attained outside of the conventional way of doing college. See you next time. Love and prayers, Kara.